everyone. Welcome to the PRBI podcast series, Chats with the Experts, with insights into communication trends and topics from around the world. PRBI is the Public Relations Boutiques International, a global network of PR agencies that are run by senior practitioners dedicated to strategic counseling, high-impact results, and personal service. And this podcast series is designed to provide practical information on the changing world of PR, how communications can be improved and enhanced, and how practitioners and clients can engage to solve many of the new challenges of communication today. I'm Joyce Scott, the moderator. I am the head of Scott Public Relations, a boutique agency specializing in healthcare, insurance, and technology, based in Los Angeles and serving companies worldwide. Our guest today is Tyler Rathjen with Decibel Blue. And Tyler, I'll let you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your agency.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me. As Joy said, my name is Tyler Rathjen, and our agency is located in Phoenix, Arizona. We specialize primarily in food, wellness, and real estate, working with a lot of multi-unit types of concepts on the consumer side of things. We also have an office in Denver as well with a team of about 15.
Thank you. So today, our topic is developing winning relationships between agencies and clients. We all long for that mutually productive relationship that is going to start out well and go for decades even in producing better and better results. But like marriages, partnerships are often challenging to achieve. So we'd like to start out by asking your opinion. When should a company consider a relationship with a public relations or marketing agency?
Sure. Well, I think that there's a couple of different things that you need to take into consideration. One of the things that we find most often is that it really comes down to a capacity or bandwidth issue. So a lot of times when we're working with companies, they're looking to expand their services and perhaps they don't have the individuals internally to take on those tasks, whether it's doing their social media or even be able to write press releases or developing content. So that's generally a good time when you look for outside resources, and an agency can be invaluable because they have a whole team that can essentially help you with support, where bringing in perhaps one person doesn't necessarily make sense. Another thing is really when competitors, they see their competitors' names in the paper and they're not there. So they are at a point where they realize that they need to do more to get their brand out into the marketplace. And by hiring a PR agency, they're acknowledging that they need the experts to come in and really help them tell their story on a broader level.
Do you sometimes find that companies are looking also for different perspectives, different skill sets maybe that they may not have in-house?
Certainly. Yeah, I think having that outside expertise is really important, to have somebody with a fresh perspective who can come in and really take a 100,000 foot view of what the organization is doing. Perhaps, you know, they've been doing things the same way for so long. They have the same team and resources in place where, you know, maybe it's not producing the results that they really hope for. So bringing in some outside consultants who have a new way of approaching things, have the expertise in their industry, and being able to implement some new strategies to help them really be successful certainly brings a lot to the table.
So once a company has made a decision that they are going to be looking for a public relations agency, what should they look for? What are some of the criteria? What are the ways to find the right partner?
I think, you know, first and foremost, an agency should be there to make your life easier. So I think you'll be able to trust your gut right away once you interact with them. Is this a right fit to help really be an outsourced communications or marketing department for you, and being able to have that rapport with their team and knowing that you're going to engage and interact with one another in a way that's going to really be collaborative and produce results? You know, another thing too is making sure that you understand who that team is going to be. Ask the questions, who's the most senior person going to be that's active on your account? And are you getting the full force of a team that you would hope for from a PR agency? Really, it comes down to making sure that they have the expertise and skill set within the vertical that you're operating as well. You really want to look for somebody who, again, can bring in that outside expertise, but has the knowledge base more broadly, working with a lot of different clients throughout the industry.
We talk about chemistry as well. I also should point out, in PRBI, one of the characteristics of a boutique agency is that the staff is senior level. What I have heard often from clients who've been disappointed in an agency relationship is that one team came in and sold them and another team came in to do the work, usually much less senior, and they weren't happy with that. They weren't happy with the results. And I think that's one of the reasons why so many of the leaders in boutique agencies, you know, start their own companies, because they continue to want to be involved in the account work. They continue to want to have a personal involvement and, again, bringing in teams of people who are very seasoned and experienced on every account.
Yeah, and that's something that we've definitely taken into account in our agency, is making sure that there isn't that awkward handoff where you feel like you're interacting with the agency partner or senior person right away, and then they disappear after 3 months after you land the account. We're fortunate where we have individuals who are passionate about their careers and want to be working with the client directly. Kind of a quick anecdote is, a number of years ago, we had a very large client that we were going in to pitch, and we were going against all of the large agencies, legacy agencies in town who had, you know, 50 employees and whatnot. We were the young startup, you know, hungry. But after we went through our pitch, we went in who we were, we communicated our team, and we won the account. And the feedback that we got is, we demonstrated we wanted to do the work. We didn't want to just land the account. So I think that's really important perspective. And I think you'll be able to see through that when you're meeting with an agency and going through that, identifying, is it just more work for them? Or do they really feel like they can get passionate about your business and want to help you out and be an extension of your team and make sure that you're being successful as well?
When your success and the agency's success are one and the same.
We have a lot of clients that have been with us 5, 6, 7, almost 10 years now. And I think that that's a testament to that shared partnership mentality.
And that's something to look for when you're looking for an agency too, is do they have these long-term relationships and partnerships with other clients, which indicates obviously a high level of satisfaction.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So how do you start off the relationship? You know, the courtship is over, the marriage, you know, the papers are signed, you're ready to start working together. So what are some of the best practices you've found for really starting a relationship off on the right foot?
I think, you know, it even starts before even the papers are signed, quite frankly. You know, what we found is it's very important to really understand the exact goals and objectives and define them with the client, even while you're in that courtship phase, to make sure that you're aligned and everybody has realistic expectations of what can be produced from a PR standpoint. You know, I think it's really important to have those metrics in place and be able to know what are we evaluating against and over what period of time. So outlining that process so that way they really understand, you know, here's what the agency can do, here's what we expect from you, getting aligned and all on the same page and then working towards a shared vision, and then having that plan in place is really important to be working cohesively as a team. And I think that that's really one of the most important ways that you can have a successful relationship start out.
Do you have a process in place for bringing the client and the agency together to develop that plan and to set those goals?
We do. So in an ideal scenario, we really like to have a planning phase that's really at the beginning of the engagement, where we sit down with them, we'll ask them from 30 to 60 days, where we really take a deep dive into their business and do our due diligence and ensure that we're going and immersing ourselves in their business, so that way we can come to the table with solutions, again, that maybe they haven't thought about before. So we really lay out concrete timelines and objectives and go through that primary and secondary research phase to really get a sense of what the problems and challenges are and what we can do to help them come up with solutions to hopefully produce those business results that they're looking for.
In the course of the agency-client relationships, what are some ways in which the relationship might kind of go off the rails? And then the second part of that question, too, is how do you avoid it?
Well, I think, you know, to answer your second question, to avoid it, I think communication is key. I think that that's the biggest thing, is that a lot of times, I mean, it's human nature, but if you're having challenges or struggles, somebody will internalize it and not really tell you, I'm displeased or I don't like what's going on. So being able to extract that information from the client and being able to have them tell you, I'm not happy with what's happening or I'm experiencing this challenge, because you can't expect the agency to necessarily be able to adapt if they don't know that there's something going on. So I think that that's huge, is being able to make sure that you're just communicating, and as early as possible too. If you let the problem fester, obviously that's going to lead down a path that both parties aren't going to be happy with the end result. But I think that, you know, in order to make sure that things stay on course, one of the big challenges that we face is making sure that it really goes back to communication. So with deadlines and priorities and understanding that to be successful, there needs to be a lot of interaction and engagement from the client side as well. So, and that goes back to helping them understand the process at the beginning, is that when we're talking about deadlines and those sorts of things, we need to have access to those key individuals and have their participation. And if we don't have the full buy-in from their internal team, then that's going to be really challenging to produce results if they're not giving us access to them or the information that we need, or arming us with the tools internally that they have to be successful from a PR standpoint.
And also, one of the things that when we're talking about communication is having those regular meetings where you can talk about process as well as talk about projects and say, how are things going? Clients always love to be asked that question, because often it's just assumed things are going fine, and maybe they are. But it also gives everybody the opportunity to talk about our own process and how we might improve it.
Absolutely. And we try to sit down with our clients at least on a quarterly basis, where it is more very high level and strategic. And it's, you know, usually out at the office or at lunch or something, where we're checking in with them to make sure that they're not only happy with the results, but the client service and everything that goes with working with an agency. Because at the end of the day, perception is everything. So if they feel, even if the agency feels like they're producing the results, but the client isn't feeling that, then clearly there's a disconnect, and having those conversations and working through it, it's really important. And that's what leads to those long-term relationships.
If you were to give one piece of advice to an agency, we'll start with agencies first, how to ensure that these relationships are mutually productive and satisfying, what would it be?
I think a couple things. To start, know when you need to have PR support and when you come too late to the table. If you're coming to hire a PR agency 3 to 6 months after you first thought about hiring them, it's already too late. So if you're expecting fast results, it's not the agency's fault that you've put them behind the eight ball. So you need to have realistic expectations and kind of know what the process is. And that's on the agency to explain what those timelines are. For instance, if your dream is to get on the cover of a national lifestyle magazine, if they pitch and by some chance out of a miracle they get engagement from the reporter right away, it's going to be 6 months or 8 months before that ever comes to fruition. So sometimes clients don't really understand what that process looks like and how do we go through that timeline so that way they're realistic in terms of how quickly we can impact their business over time. I think that it's also important that the client continues to ask themselves, really, why does their story matter? Because, of course, everybody feels like they're personally invested and that it should be newsworthy. But if you really kind of remove yourself from that and take an outside view, at the end of the day, continually ask yourself, is the story that we're asking your PR agency to tell really newsworthy? Or is it really going to get people engaged on social? Or is it something that people care about? Because at the end of the day, an agency can only do so much if there isn't that compelling piece of information to really drive that story home. And as I mentioned before, I think being as responsive as you can and being engaged, you can't expect to hire an agency and then just have them be this independent vacuum that operates in a silo. Even if you don't have a huge marketing team internally, there needs to be that executive level buy-in where they are feeling like they're engaged with the agency and you're working towards a shared goal. And there's that relationship that's being built with a lot of collaboration involved.
And that's very important to understand about public relations, is that it is not one of those functions that can be siloed. It is the agency-client relationship really helps to keep the message consistent and compelling throughout the whole organization. And therefore, you know, senior-level executive buy-in and participation is really critical.
Yeah, and one of the things, too, that we really stress is value. That's another important point, I think, from the client perspective, is that, you know, a lot of agencies, they'll structure it as a retainer or hourly or a project. But think about, what is the value that you're getting for that investment? Again, if you get, you know, a placement in the outlet that you've always been dreaming of, what is that worth to you versus just how it equates to the time that went into it? So I think that's important to understand as well, is a lot of PR is relationship building and helping tell that story. So how do you communicate that value and understand that is one of the challenges that agencies encounter, but also I think from the client perspective is putting that in focus in terms of, are they generating ultimately, it's not about the result in terms of the media placement or the social engagement, it is how is it ultimately impacting my business and seeing the value that PR can bring to the table.
We just also have completed an international survey about public relations with 32 companies worldwide, and that was one of the things we found is the value that public relations holds for reaching the company's corporate goals. So I think tying it back to that overarching goal is a great way to wrap up our discussion today. Tyler, I want to thank you very, very much for being here today and talking about this crucial subject of matchmaking and maintaining long-term relationships, long-term productive relationships between agencies and clients.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
And you can find out more information about Public Relations Boutiques International at prboutiques.com and find out more about the members, the services, great educational information on communication. Thanks, everybody.